Hello and welcome to another edition of NDTI's Talking Inclusion. Today's interview is conducted by Thomas Henley and he's talking to Harshi.
Today we have a very inspirational young woman called Harshi who's going to tell us all about her life, her amazing hashtag Be Visible film, how she got involved in that, and also some of the things that she's changed in her life for the better.
Yeah.
So, Harshi, how are you doing today? Would you like to introduce yourself?
Okay. Hello, my name is Harshi. I am 18 years old.
No, that's very good. Thank you, Harshi. So today we've come together to do a little podcast on you and your life. What I want to ask you is, I have watched this film and I have to say it's one of the best films I've seen on YouTube. It's really, really inspirational, really heartwarming. And it's got you in. And it was crazy because we do the peer support sessions and stuff. And then I see you on this big screen. I'm like, wow.
Thank you.
Would you like to tell us about this hashtag Be Visible film and how you got involved in it?
I want to say that invisible film. My film, Invertica, UK was about being visible even with differences. I took part in it as part of International Women's Day.
International Women's Day.
Yeah, that's right. And my personal story was released to Indigenous and Trauma Awareness Week. I enjoyed being in a film and getting my voice out. I especially loved getting my eye and makeup done.
You had your eye and makeup done?
Yeah, and it is my favorite part of it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I found out about the film through the Dance and Drama Association, and that's how I got involved in a combine.
So, with your film, how long did it take to do it?
I am there for all day.
Wow.
Yeah, for all day, five other people.
Was it very tiring?
No, it is. I'm very tired now.
Mm-hmm.
It was really tiring, yeah. But I had fun though.
Good. And was the company that you, the organization that you worked for was Verdica? Is that right?
Yeah, that is right, yeah. It was Verdica UK.
Mm-hmm. And were they good to you?
They are very good to me, yes. They were very nice and kind.
Because I imagine that it would be quite a different thing to do, to go on and do all the videos and stuff.
But I enjoyed talking to the people.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed talking to lots of other people. And they were all talking to me, and including me in the conversation.
I'm so glad about that because it's really important to get people's voices heard, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I feel like your voice is very special, which is why we've asked you to do a podcast with us.
Yeah, I know. I really want to do it again, though. I want to do things like this again.
You want to do more things like this again?
Some more
YouTube videos.
Yeah. And then my mom is going to send to you again.
What are you hoping that will happen with the video that you made?
I am hoping people are more aware about what Down syndrome is and how I also would like to be included and involved in activities and conversations. Just like everybody else.
Just looking back on your life, how has life changed for you over the past couple of years?
I have become an adult over the COVID pandemic. My life has changed because I have gone from secondary school straight to sixth form during the pandemic. I miss my old school, as I did not get to say goodbye to my friends from my secondary school.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's okay. I am now getting used to my new school and making new friends.
Good. That must have been quite a scary, unpredictable time for you.
I don't like scary things.
No. I don't think anyone likes scary things. No, but I'm glad that you're in a new school now. Yeah. How is that going? Do you feel happy there?
I feel like happy, but very happy though.
Good, good. What I want to know is, what helped you achieve that positive change that you had?
My family and my teachers helped me with this. I also had conversations with the time to talk team during the pandemic. I would have weekly sessions with someone from the team online over Zoom when I really needed someone to talk to. At the time to talk team will help me. They helped me by listening to me and giving me ideas on how to do things independently by myself.
So time to talk taught you a lot of independence skills.
Yeah.
Skills for your life.
Yeah, that's yes. And it was nice to talk to someone after the pandemic happened. When I was by myself at home.
What kind of skills did they help you with?
They taught me how to wash my hair, myself, and how to do the bath. And I put the recycling into the bin.
Mm-hmm.
And they were giving me ideas on what I can do for myself. And encouraging me to do things.
Did you find that that it was more helpful because it was somebody else?
Maybe not my mom.
Yeah.
So that I can go to someone else instead of my mummy.
Yeah. Is that because you're an adult now and you want to be more independent for yourself?
Yes, definitely, yes.
That's really positive, isn't it? And I'm sure both of your parents work, you know, they put a lot of effort into trying to help you with your life. And but sometimes it's nice to have someone else to talk to, isn't it?
I enjoyed it.
Good. I'm glad, Hashi. So what I really want to know, which is very exciting for me to listen, because you've done all these great things. Obviously, you're very involved with NDTI and you've done this amazing, amazing film. What are your hopes and dreams for the future? What do you want to do?
I want to teach young children or be on TV, talking to young children. I also want to drive a green car.
A green car?
Yeah.
Wowee. You know, I don't have a car. I walk everywhere. You've got a lot of motivation, haven't you? A lot of strength.
Yeah.
That's really cool. And so you want to teach other people? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I'm wanting to teach my young children, yeah. Like a nursery school.
Oh, very nice. So you want to be a nursery school teacher?
Yeah, I do now.
Do you care a lot about children? Is it something
I am caring for each children. And I do make them laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And I like playing with them. And I like reading books to them.
So I used to be a teacher as well for a year.
I thought of the same thing. What did you teach?
What did I teach? Well, I mostly went into schools and I helped the other some students who were finding school really hard. I stuck with them and I tried to make school a bit easier for them. It wasn't nursery though. It was big children.
Did you enjoy it though?
Yeah, it was lovely. I really loved it. But yeah, Hashi, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks so much. And yes. Thank you for taking time with me, talking to me.
No worries, Hashi. It's been really lovely to chat to you and hear about all the amazing things that you're doing.
So thank you again to Thomas and to Hashi. And we hope you can join us again in 2 weeks' time for another edition of Talking Inclusion.